Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
The COVID indicators in New York City continue to point in the right direction.
The mayor was elated over the city's positivity rate, 0.83%, the lowest since the virus was detected here.
So congratulations, New Yorkers. This is a crucial milestone today, and let's keep going.
And to that end, the mayor announced that senior centers can reopen for outdoor activities immediately. Indoor events, June 14th. Councilmember Margaret Chin advocates for the aging. She says seniors have been telling her,
I want to do the exercise program, the art program, the cooking program.
The city's also supporting a measure to increase aid to parents for daycare as they head back to work. And they're working with Macy's to announce a July 4th celebration. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Some things never seem to change. A century after the Tulsa massacre of blacks, Asian Americans continue to be singled out for violence in this country. The latest attack came yesterday. A 55-year-old woman was sucker punched in the face as she walked down Bayard Street in Chinatown. She's expected to recover. State Senator John Liu says this has got to stop. On 1010 Winds Live with Bridget Quinn this morning, Liu said schools need to do their part.
I'm just trying to get at the root of this bigotry, which is partly that ignorance. The fact that in 2-inch thick American history textbooks, we still have barely a paragraph mention of Asian American history, which is part of American history.
And Liu says it's indisputable that this wave of anti-Asian hate has been directly connected with coronavirus. He believes it's a lingering effect of former President Trump and other government officials trying to blame the pandemic on China and, by extension, Asian Americans. Three people were rescued from a sinking sailboat in Long Island Sound last evening. New Rochelle police were assisted by the Coast Guard. Police say the boat had hit a rock and started taking on water. The captain managed to guide the boat toward the Davenport Beach Club, but it started to capsize about 100 yards out. The captain swam to shore to get help. The others sat on a portion of the boat that was still above water. No one was seriously hurt. Local senior centers will reopen.
Our senior centers are coming back in New York City. For outdoor activities, they can resume immediately. For indoor activities at our senior centers, they can begin again in 2 weeks on June 14th.
The mayor is calling this the summer of New York City and invites all those 12 and older to truly be a part of it.
How do we make sure we have a great summer? How do we make sure our comeback is strong? How do we make sure we have a recovery for all of us? It's simple. Get vaccinated. If you get vaccinated, all other things are possible.
Statewide, Governor Cuomo says the test positivity rate is now 0.65% and has been falling for 57 straight days. He reported 8 COVID deaths. He says that's a grim reminder that the pandemic still is not over. 65% of adult New Yorkers have received at least one shot. 57% have completed their vaccination series.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.